Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending September 25th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 10.4 next year, 0.4 corn. This year, 21.6, and soybeans this year, 22.5. Cash hog prices in the Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady on buying interest by some plants to complete this week's slaughter schedules and adding to inventories for next week. Terminals are called steady with top prices from $46.50 to $49. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, September 24th, negotiated swine purchases were $12,049. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.25 to $72.30. The weighted average was $67.62. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.76 to $56. The weighted average was $53.18. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,229. The base price range was $59 to $73.75. The weighted average, $70.88. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.84 to $56.84. And the weighted average was $53.95. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Favorable weather for crop maturation and harvest is expected across much of the Midwest Corn Belt over the next several days. There are still a few spotty showers in western parts of the belt, but covering very little territory. Some of the showers and isolated thunderstorms are in south central and southwestern Minnesota, western Iowa, and there are a few spotty showers in the Kansas City area around Missouri and the Missouri-Kansas border showing up on the radar, although not a whole lot there at all. But just a couple of isolated thunderstorm cells, one in west central Iowa, looks like a little bit to the east of Sioux City, and another one on the Iowa-Nebraska border north of Omaha and south of Sioux City. So a few places out there getting some rain, but by and large, dry weather prevails. We do have tropical wetness and a tropical system that will move up the Atlantic coast here over the next few days. So a lot of rain for coastal areas of the Carolinas into Virginia. Some showers could spill back into some of the soybean-producing areas of the southeast, although the heaviest rains will miss the production areas. But what is more notable about this tropical system and another one that's moving north from the Dominican Republic and into the waters of the Atlantic Ocean toward the southeastern Bahamas is that it's going to slow down the west-east progression of weather systems for several days, so that generally warm and dry weather over the middle of the Midwest will continue for several more days. Now, the tropical systems coming up the East Coast may throw moisture back into Ohio this weekend and even eastern Indiana, so there could be a few scattered showers, although heavy rain is expected to stay east of the Corn Belt. But there could be a slowdown in field work in far eastern parts of the Midwest over the weekend. Meanwhile, a frontal system approaching from the west could trigger some showers in western portions of the Corn Belt over the weekend, but they will weaken as that front will not be very strong and will stall out because of the block being thrown by the tropical systems on the East Coast. So bottom line is most areas of the Midwest are going to stay on the dry side here, I think, through the bulk of the weekend with just a few spotty showers here and there. Then the weather forecast becomes a little trickier. We do still anticipate that there's going to be cooler air coming into the Midwest next week, and it's going to be significantly cooler the way it looks. And the arrival of that should be coming in about Monday night into Tuesday. So starting on Tuesday, temperatures are going to be significantly cooler, and those cooler readings will last into Wednesday and probably Thursday as well. Once we get to the end of next week and beyond, it looks like we're going to have a bit of a warming trend. The European model starts to show showers and thunderstorms developing during the weekend of October 4th across a swath west to east across the northern Midwest. That would include southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, far northern Illinois, and Michigan. Whether that pans out or not remains to be seen, but there could be a wet weather pattern setting up there with warmer and drier conditions south of there across central Illinois and Indiana on southward. So weather conditions could become a mixed scenario for harvest late next week. But it does look like all areas have the chance of at least some rain early next week to slow things down a bit. Now, as far as the temperatures go, they will be cooler than average the middle of next week. That means highs mainly in the 50s and 60s in the Midwest, lows in the upper 30s and 40s. There could be some patches of light frost in a few spots the middle to latter part of next week. But at this point, it appears that the air mass will be slightly warm enough to avoid a frost problem in the Corn Belt. And also at times it'll be too cloudy and breezy too for frost to accumulate. So I think we're going to avoid the frost problem then. Now, the weekend of October 4th and 5th, cold air will be north of that rainy area that we talked about. That'll be across southern Minnesota and Wisconsin. So just outside of the Corn Belt, in the northern plains and northern Minnesota, the UP of Michigan, there could be a frost or freeze by the time we get to the first weekend of October. And colder air is up there, so we'll have to start to watch that as we get into the middle of October. But at this point, there are no indications of that really cold air coming down this way just yet. So as long as that is the case, we will avoid a frost or freeze during the first couple weeks of October. But I think after the first week of October, we can't make any guarantees just yet. So you'll have to stay tuned for the latest. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 759.5, up a half. Last trade down 3. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 731, up 3/4. Last trade down 3.75. March, 750.5, down a quarter. Last trade down 3.25. December corn opened at 563, unchanged. Last trade down 5.75. March, 580, down a half. Last trade down 5.5. November beans opened at 11.87¾, up 3/4. Last trade down 10.25. January, 12.02, down 1.75. Last trade down 10.25. October soybean meal opened at 327.60, unchanged. Last trade down 4.30. October soybean oil opened at 47.60, down 10. Last trade down 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Yesterday was a very muted day at the Chicago Board of Trade. I think that traders were just sort of sitting on their hands trying to sort out the implications of what was going on Capitol Hill.
I think you're absolutely right, and I'm not sure that there's a whole lot more answers this morning than there was yesterday. We're kind of on edge with these outside markets. Nobody seems to have a solid feeling, and I think that says we've got more sideways in front of us. The dollar's lower, the crude's lower this morning, so I think, by and large, we're going to see lower openings. In the corn, I would expect to see steady, maybe as much as a nickel lower. We had awfully good exports, the best in a month, but this bearish momentum, I think, is going to weigh on the corn a little bit. On the bean side, Dave, we'll be down a nickel, maybe as much as a dime. Harvest just starting. I was just on the phone talking with a guy from western Kansas. They've seen their bean basis improve, unlike our bean basis here. But this sharply lower crude, I think, is going to weigh on the beans. Export bookings came in on the high side of estimates, but still not wonderful. On the wheat side, Dave, we'll be down 3 to 6 cents, something like that. Mm-hmm. Continued fund liquidation would be my guess.
Do we need to see something on the Wall Street side in the Dow or the Goldman Sachs or the Dow AIG spot, something that gives some confidence to commodity traders that things on that particular side of the market, if not being fixed, at least is being stabilized for them to begin to focus back in on fundamentals?
Oh, yeah, out, perhaps. I thought the fact that Warren Buffett came in yesterday and tried to buy a lot of Goldman Sachs stock should have been a confidence booster, but it really wasn't. So I'm not sure what people are looking for as a sign.
And does that mean that if Wall Street continues to struggle in terms of its movement, for example, in the daily Dow, that we will continue to grind sideways in the commodities?
We'll be sideways, maybe even a little bit on the soft side, yes.
And what about over on the livestock side today, please?
In the livestock, I would imagine cattle and hog futures both will be slightly mixed. Maybe the hogs fare a little bit better, up 10 to 40 points, something like that. The cattle probably down about that similar amount.
Thank you much, Ellen. You have a great day today, please.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.